Today on CityCast Chicago, the Bud Billiken Parade, the largest black parade in the country, turns 93 this weekend. The route goes down King Drive every August and celebrates kids going back to school. Take a march down memory lane with your boy as we explore the significance, performances, and the magic of the Bud. It's Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is CityCast Chicago. Dilly, you all ready to go?
Fired up, my brother.
Y'all know when we got questions about Chicago history, one person and one person only we got to reach out to. And that's my boy, Sherman Dilla Thomas, a.k.a. your neighborhood friendly historian. Dilla, welcome back to CityCast Chicago.
Man, thanks for having me, brother. How are you?
Today, I got you in here to talk about a cultural institution, and that's the Bud. Dilla, what's your earliest memories of the Bud?
Man, that's a deep question, too. You always go there with, like, the first question. I'm thinking you're ready to ask me, like, who created it, right? But, like,
we'll jump into that.
That's a really, really good one. My dad was a part of the African-American Police League, right? And so they would be tasked sometimes, especially when Harold was mayor and when Eugene Sawyer was mayor. That was the security detail. So my earliest memory is riding in, like, one of the squad cars that was following behind my dad, who was following behind Eugene Sawyer in the parade.
What was the hype around the parade during your childhood? Was it as big a deal as it remains for some people?
I sadly would say it was a lot bigger than it is today in my estimation, right? Like, just looking around the city, when I was a child, all the billboards aligning the expressways or up and down, you know, as you're entering out in and out of downtown, would have had like the Bud Billiken is coming. And then though I've heard a few commercials, right, but it would have been like it was such a big deal, man. You know, it rivaled the taste as far as the attendance on King Drive when I was a child.
Man, we're talking about 93 years of history. Walk me down that timeline back to its original creators.
The Bud Billiken Parade we get from the Chicago Defender, very famous African-American newspaper founded here in Chicago by Robert Abbott. As a matter of fact, Robert Abbott's mansion is still on the 48th and King Drive, west side of the city, third or fourth house on the corner. There's a marker that marks the spot in front of it. But so he created the Bud Billiken as like a pen name for one of his writers at the Chicago Defender. And it was like a kid club.
David Kellum.
Exactly. Mr. David Kellum. Not just David Kellum, but Robert Watkins, too. And so they would they wrote under the surname. And then it became like a children's club, right? The Bud Billiken's Children's Club.
So before the parade, you've got like a section in the newspaper dedicated to black
kids,
basically.
Yeah. And what they're doing, what they aspire to do. And it's really reading some of those articles is really, really awesome. But that starts about 1921. And so that lasts until about 1927 and 1928. In 1928, the Bud Billiken Club, right? It's we got Instagram and stuff now, so it's hard to imagine. But the newspaper was everything, man, especially in the 1920s, right? Maybe one out of 10 African-American families had a radio, right? So forget a TV, and we didn't have a cell phone. And so you engage with the newspaper. You would write in. You would read the letters to the editor. You would send in the box tops to win prizes, right? Like it was a very interactive thing. And so the Bud Billiken Club had grown to about 4,000 kids on the south side of Chicago. And they decided to have a parade, and they were going to march from the original offices of the Defender, which is 34th in Indiana. It's like 34, 35 South Indiana, I believe. And then they marched to the Regal Theater, which is now sadly a parking lot due south of the Harold Washington Cultural Center. But the parade was so successful and everybody had like such a great time that the very next year, 1929, becomes the first ever official Bud Billiken Parade.
When you heard Bud Billiken, what kind of, you know, feeling did that give people?
Man, goodness gracious. From 1910 to easily 1948, 1950, but a couple of decades, there was only one African-American congressman in the entirety of Congress, right? The House and the Senate. That one black dude was from Chicago, right? And so that made the city of Chicago the seat of black politics in this country. And so because of that, every politician, Republican and Democrat, had to come pay homage to King Drive or South Boulevard, what was called then, and march in the bud. And then for the neighborhood folks, it was a chance that you knew you were going to see all the big names, right? There isn't a Chicago mayor that hasn't marched in the Bud Billiken parade, right? Since there's been a Bud Billiken parade, there have been people running for certain offices who have declined the bud. And then when you look at what happened, they certainly didn't fare well with the black vote, right? Like, you can't come ask for the black vote and not march in the Bud Billiken parade. And coming over there exposes, say, if you're a Republican candidate, right? You're certainly going to get grilled on King Drive about your politics, right? But that's why Jim Egger is able to win two terms as a Republican in Illinois. He didn't turn down the bud. He showed up, right?
When you look at some of the great names that have come through the Bud Billiken Parade over the last 90 years, you're talking about people like James Brown, people like Billie Holiday, MJ, Muhammad Ali, you know, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Queen Latifah, Oprah. Like, these are some huge names. When we talk about the significance of the Bud Billiken Parade, just, you know, it's the largest black parade in the country. How much of a, you know, cultural legacy has that kept up over the last 90 years?
I think it has definitely helped to keep the cultural legacy upright. It has de facto helped preserve King Drive, right? You know, anytime they're deciding that they're in the name of urban development, they're going to do A or B to King Drive. What has always worked to slow them down is, this is the home of the Bud Billiken. You know what I mean? Like, that, they understand that day like no other is a place that's going to put you in front of your constituents. But just it's so much of what we think about, right? We think about the South Shore drill team in Chicago, and we're proud of their legacy, but we associate them because of the bud, right? We think about the Jesse White Tumblers, right? You know what I mean? Exactly, right? Yeah, the Jesse White Tumblers have flipped in front of, at the White House, right, for the inauguration parade. But that ain't what we associate with them. We associate them to the bud. You know what I mean?
Another group that has marched in the parade for four generations is Bringing Out Talent. Shakuna Stewart is the current president of the dance troupe.
My great-grandmother, she started it. Then it went to my grandmother. Then, you know, once my grandma, she was a little older, my mom started. And then I started helping my mom, you know, and I seen that she was getting older. So it was nothing but for me to do was hop in and take this thing on.
Shakuna, it sounds like for you, your earliest memories for so many Chicagoans, it's about going to the Bud. But it sounds like your entire life, you've been in the Bud. I think I read at one place, your mom's was walking in the Bud with you in her belly. Like, what does that mean to have this so integral to your family's history?
And you know what? It's so crazy because I did the same exact thing. Each one of my kids have been in the parade with me when I was playing. You know what? We never missed the year. That's all I can say.
Right. I'm going to ask you to put on your choreographers, your president of the dance troupe hat real quick. Explain what that looks like, because I've heard for, you know, at least for Bud organizers, they start preparing pretty much the month after the last Bud. What does that regiment and preparation look like?
The preparation is turning a lot of kids who never met each other into one band, one sound. That's like the whole goal of it. We have to turn those children who didn't even know each other names into one band and one sound in a matter of time. So the focus is to have them together by a certain amount of time, certain amount of day. And it's just really like coming together to get it done.
You know, Shakuna, when you're walking that strip of King Drive, can you kind of just visualize and give me a sense of like everything you're seeing and everything you're taking in from the dancers that are with you to the barbecues happening on the side? Like, what does that picture look like for you?
A big family barbecue. That's what it reminds you of. You ever go to like your family barbecue and everybody's out laughing and getting wet and eating ice cream? It's just like a big family event. That's what it really is in the end.
You can see Shakuna and Bringing Out Talent Saturday in the parade. And please check out the short film Billiken she helped direct. It's playing currently on the Merchandise Mart during Art on the Mart every night until September 7th. There's also a huge back-to-school element. This was founded as a children's club, the importance of protecting children, making sure they're going back to school ready. You know, as a parent, what is that time of the summer like for you, where it's not only do you have this massive celebration, but like getting kids excited to go back to school ain't always the easiest thing. So how much has the bud played a factor in your family's summer celebrations as you're getting ready for the school year to start back up?
Man, I'm telling you, you in your past life, you like a theologian or something like that. You was probably a preacher, right? You real good at pulling on the heartstrings, because what you immediately made me think about was that we love the Bud Billiken Parade. It probably signaled in my house where you getting ready to have to start practicing your bedtime. That's some bull crap, right? Like right after the week after the Bud, now you back to going to sleep at 9, because by the time school start, right, they want you in your rhythm. So it's certainly associated with back to school. It allows for people in that community who sometimes depend on the Bud Billiken Parade for the book bag full of school supplies that you're going to get. And it also affords the us's of the world. And what I mean by that are like the people who are blessed, right? It gives us a chance to give back, you know. Well, you really ain't about a Chicago nothing if you ain't contributed to help the kids at the Bud in some shape, form, or fashion, right? Along your journey.
Having transitioned from the childhood excitement you felt to parenthood and fatherhood where you've taken your children, has the Bud lost something, a momentum, a prestige, you know?
I almost want to say, you know what? Oh, man, I be getting myself in so much trouble running my mouth. Every now and again, I feel like Tamil Black gassing me up. Like, go ahead and say it, G. Go ahead and say it. And I know I'm not supposed to say it. I don't think the Bud has lost any prestige at all. I think it's contradictory to come from, like, the city of Chicago to take that position, because you've closed all the elementary schools around the route of the Bud Billiken Parade, right? You've closed all the mental health facilities, and you knocked down Mike Reese Hospital for an Olympic Village that you didn't even have a bid for. So you also created the environments over the last 30 years, over the last 35 years. What has happened directly to Bronzeville is the reason that the Bud Billiken Parade has lost some of its luster, right? Because I don't think anybody doesn't think it's as historic. I just think folks realize that there have been issues over the past, right? There have been acts of violence, or somebody has gotten jumped, right? And that ruins it for us all. The Bud is going to always be the Bud. I'm so proud that my Edie Sinstack is still doing it, right? The Chicago Defenders Charity is not giving up on that. I'm so ecstatic for them. But like I said, I think for it to return to its luster, we all got to kind of dig in. And I don't think it's one set of anyone's fault where it finds itself today, right?
I mean, just going into the Bud, for people listening who've never been, would you suggest, with so much to do this weekend in Chicago, that people make themselves down somewhere between Washington Park and 39th and King Drive?
Yes, sir.
And take in the Bud?
You got to, man. One, that's the oldest architecture still standing in the city, those mansions. So as you're looking at the parade, turn around and check out those houses too. A lot of history has taken place in those houses. That Black metropolis changed the world. But then the kids need our support too, man. Nothing makes you want to continue to do the right thing and people cheering you for doing the right thing.
Hey, Dilla, as always, I appreciate you coming through, dropping some history on me. It's always an honor and a pleasure, sir.
Anytime, my brother. Jacoby, be cool.
Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. CPS has outlined the COVID-19 protocols for the fall, including strongly recommended masks, weekly testing at school, quarantining students who test positive for COVID-19, and unvaccinated students exposed to COVID can stay in school if they test negative. City officials announced a major $420 million contract to increase renewable energy use at sites like Harold Washington Library, O'Hare, Midway, and there are more sites coming soon. Just days before the Bears are set to start the preseason, All-Pro linebacker Roquan Smith has gone and requested a trade. Yeah, the new general manager Ryan Pohl says the goal remains to re-sign the Bears defensive captain, but if I'm being honest, I'm a little worried. have some good news to get you through. Taste of Andersonville returns tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. You can check the show notes for more details and all participating restaurants. For more Chicago stories, news, and a little neighborhood guide from yours truly around Auburn Gresham, subscribe to the daily newsletter at chicago.citycast.fm. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same place. I'm going to be here. Peace.
I'm gonna put the headphones in there. You can tell me if that sounds better. But like I said, sometimes the mic is janky.